friends, this year should be a special schus for Moshe Ben Peshadina and for Aryeh Yisrael Ben Ramosha Mordechai. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Orla Arbasar, your bodik is a chametz, the first Mishnah in Pesachim. You have to check the chametz. Lel Yudalid, Rashi explains, in order not to be over in Bayuram Bayamatze. Fractasis, Bayuram Bayamatze, what's the problem? You could do bittel. Midoraisa, bittel Balmasagi, midoraisa is enough to do bittel, so why do the rabbis require you to do bedika? Answers the Ri, that even though it's enough to do bittel, the rabbis were machmir to do bedika in order that you shouldn't come to eat it. The Pnei Yoshua explains, Kavanas Rashi, is that even if you did bittel chametz, it's not going to help you because maybe you weren't mevatel b'lev shalem and you're over on bal yiram bal yimatzeh. So we have Tosis who says that it's, you do bedika in order not to come to eat it. And according to Rashi, the reason you're doing bedika is because maybe you weren't mevatel b'lev shalem u'be'emes. As explained, this shir is based on the great sefer Sheris Yosef of Agon Rav Shlomo Orman Zatzal and Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Zayin. So later on in the Gemara, Dalet Amud Beis is Machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos b'Mahus HaBittel. According to Rashi, Bittel is Hashibasa B'Lev, that a person is Mashbis in his Lev, in his heart, he makes the Chametz like Afrodar, and we could say that since Belibo Talia, the Iker Bittel is done by Machsheves Halev, it doesn't help when he's Mevatel B'Fiv, when he's not Mevatel B'Lev Shalem. So that's Rashi L'Shitasa. Rashi's issue is that he's not going to be Mevatel B'Lev Shalem. Why? Because Rashi holds that what's pshat with Bittel, that in your heart you make it like Afrodara. But if in one's heart one is not really Mevatel B'Lev Shalem, doesn't completely, he's not completely on that page, as they say, so it's not a proper bittel, and you can't say dvarim shebelev einim dvarim, because for him the bittel is just a gilui das of what's belibo, that in his heart it's considered afrodara, and if belibo it's not so, so it doesn't help what he says. So therefore Rashi l'shitaso that hashpas is belev, and memela we're choshish that it's not belev shalom, so you have to do bedika b'lashitas hatosfis. V'chenu shitas haraban v'aran v'amiri b'resh psochem v'orzarua v'od, that bittel is hefker. Since the ikar chalos hefker is done ayde diburo, we don't anymore care when he wasn't mafkir b'lev shalim. Why not? Because what's in his heart is dvarim shebelev, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And memela, since bittel is hefker, let him just say it, and thus is genuk. That's enough. Just to say it, and we don't really care what's in his heart. Therefore, Tosfos doesn't buy into what Rashi says, according to the Pnei Yoshua, that the issue is he's not going to be Mevata B'Lev Shalom, therefore he's going to be over by or by Matzah, and they say that the chash is that he's going to come to eat it. And this, the parish in Tosfos, was said by Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Tshuvas in Simen Chav Gimel Ayin Sham. Bartanura says that the issue is that if he just does bittel, he can change his mind. But it could be that's only Shitas Rashi, because if now he makes it, first he'd made a kafra dara, now he wants it to be ochel. So we're suspicious of that, so we make him do bedika. But if bittel is hefker, can't be chozer bo me hefker. Nidara mem gimel amir aleph, ayin sham. Now in Psochim, Daftesam at Beis, it says Bakanta Gemara, if you have 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chometz, and an achbar comes, a mouse comes, and he takes it, and we don't know if he took a piece of matzah or he took a piece of chometz, and he brings it into the house. So this is the same case. You have to check the house. The Gemara says the same as the 9 stores. What do we say about 9 stores? If you have 9 kosher stores, 1 unkosher store, and you find the meat on the piece of meat on the street, we say kol kavoka mechza mechza dummy, since it was taken from a place of kfiyus from one of the stores, mila is 50-50 and you're now allowed to eat it. Safik yisur l'chumra, So to here, even though there are nine piles of matzah, it doesn't matter. We say kol kavoka mechta mechta dami safik isur l'chomer, and he has to check the house again. Tosa says, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. How does he bring a raya according to Rashi from Teisha Chanuyos? Teisha Chanuyos Sveik Doraisa. Talk about an unkosher piece of meat. Talk about chazir. We go l'chumra. But here we're talking about Petikas Chomet Sveik Drabanan L'kula. So Tosas Miyashev that we're talking about a case where it wasn't a vatel, and therefore it's the case of Doraisa. However, Tosas continues and says, alright, Tosas gives a, that's another kashi, gives a different pshat. Now, it's interesting that Rashi doesn't say whether or not he was Mevatel. So maybe we can fit Tosis into Rashi and say that Rashi would also hold this talking about where he wasn't Mevatel, and therefore it's not a Kashan Rashi, that it's Dorais and Durabanan, because like Tosis answered, we're talking about where he wasn't Mevatel, and therefore it's also Doraisa. Others say we already had a shir on this, that really it is Doraisa, because the piece itself, you're now allowed to eat it. It's a Doraisa. So he's bringing a Doraisa into the house. You're now allowed to eat a Doraisa because kol kavoka mechta mechta dami. So in order to explain the machlokes in Rashi and Tosis, Rav Warman, Zichrono Lebracha, brings the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says that if a person was Toval in the mikvah and he comes up from the mikvah, and then he finds a chatzitza, even though he was busy with that chotzeh, davar chotzeh, it's all day, so it could be that it happened after mikvah, the tvila is still not effective until he says that it's clear to me that it wasn't on me earlier. He has to be sure that the davar chotzeh wasn't on him when he went into mikvah. Rabbeinu Gershom explains an example like a sofer. He finds some ink on his hands, so he has to be sure that there was no ink there when he went into the mikvah. L'chora, we see that this chatzitza is a miyut hamakbid. Which is only chotzeitz because of gzeira, adurubo hamakbit, like it says in Erev and Daf Dalet Amid Beis. So there's a miut hamakbit that we're choshesh because of adurubo hamakbit, and we see from here that we're machmir besafik tumah derabbanan, and we have a kasha. We're machmir on a safik tumah derabbanan. What's the kasha? The kasha is that it says in the Kavos in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that any suffik b'tfila, if he was tame, a tumakala, in other words, a tumah derabbanan, and we have a suffik in the tfila, he's tar. So wait a second. Why is it that if it's a miyut hamakbid, misafik, we're machmir? Mashayin kain, if it's a suffik b'tfila, if he had tumah derabbanan, we're makel. What's the difference? They're both derabbanans. We have a tumah derabbanan and we have a suffik, we're mekel. And if it's a miut hamakbid, and he had a suffik, we're machmir. So how do you explain this seeming discrepancy? The Heilige Rebbe, the Or Sameach, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Mikvos, Halacha Beis, discusses this, and he brings a brayse that says if they have two mikvos of 40 saw, one of them is shov, Maim Shuvim, one of them is Kasher, and he was Tovel in one of them from a Tumah Chamura, and he doesn't know which one he was Tovel. In other words, he has this Tumah Daraisa, and he went into one of the mikvahs, he doesn't know if he went to the Kasher one or to the Shelva one. So if he dealt afterwards with Tyrus, it's Tluyos. They're in a case of doubt now, because we don't know. We don't know whether he went into the Kasher or the Shelva. The Rash in Mikvos, Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel, writes that if Kulo Shov was Dirabbanan, if a mikveh that was from Mayim Shuvim was only a rabbinic problem, a rabbinic psul, so we should be Matar Misafik, just like we're Matir Safik Mayim Shuvim LaMikveh. So to hear, just like we're Matir. Suffik mayim shuvim lamikvah, if you hold kulo shov as derabanan, we should also, because suffik mayim shuvim is a suffik derabanan, if there's some mayim shuvim in there. But if kulo shov is derabanan, then just like we're smitayer, we're matir, suffik mayim shuvim, when it's kulo shov, if that's also derabanan, we should be matar misuffik, just like we're matayer if it's suffik mayim shuvim. So from the fact that we're not matayer misuffik, because we say tluyos, say it's in a state of doubt, so it must be, right, because we don't know if we went into the kasher or to the shov. If you went into the shov, we say that it's tameh. Why? It's a suffik. Suffik derabanan. Let's be makel. The answer is kulo shov must be doraisa. The Or Samech says, I don't get it. What's the raya? What's the raya that kulo shov is doraisa? Be'emes. It's only derabanan. Even kulo shov is only derabanan. So why are we machmir? Because we're mamid achazaka. This person has a cheskes tameh. So the psul of shov, even though it's only derabanan, since we have a suffik, if this person became toranat, uki gavri aches kosei b'cheskes tuma. Let's be mamid this person in his chazaka, and keep him b'cheskes tuma. And dafka kishenitma tuma kala midivrei sofrim b'mili dehaverak vlad hatuma, specifically in a case where he became tame with a tuma kala that was midivrei sofrim, it was only derabanan diketuma, it was a vlad hatuma, and he's a sheni, and when he touches something it's a shlishi, so there the rabbis were makel. Even though he has a cheskas tuma, midivrei sofrim. But since it's a tuma kala midivrei sofrim, it's only a tuma derabanan. So the rabbi said, listen, if it's suffik mayim shuvim, and he goes in to this suffik mayim shuvim, some of the mikvah is Maim Shuvim, that's our suffik. Since his tuma is only a tuma de Rabbanan, and Mela, the rabbis were Mekel. And they said, your tuma is only de Rabbanan. And suffik Maim Shuvim, you're right, you have a cheskas tuma on you, but we're going to be Mekel. Suffik Maim Shuvim is only de Rabbanan. Suffik derabanan, but since his whole tuma was only derabanan, we're mekel. But when a person is nitma tuma dvar Torah, and min haTorah he becomes tahar through this tvila, just chachamim passel the tvila because of shav. So now, what do we say midrabanan? We say midrabanan from the rabbi's perspective, he still has on him tuma min haTorah like earlier. And we're machmir in this suffik like a suffik min haTorah, and we're mamid him in his chazaka. So really, kulo shov is doraisa. Really, kulo shov is derabanan. Not like the Rash says the Or Samech. Kulo shov is derabanan. Hey, if it's derabanan, why aren't we mekel? I'll tell you why we're not mekel. Because from the rabbi's perspective, if he went into the kulo shov mikvah, so he now reverts back to his original Tumah Doraisa, because he went in as a person who was Tumah Doraisa. And now that he comes out, you're right, if we would just look at the Doraisa, we would say that he's pure. But if you look at it through the prism of the Rabbanan, from the Rabbanan's perspective, this person's Tumah Doraisa. Because the rabbis passed his Tumah, so he reverts back to the Tumah Doraisa. When he starts off with the Tumah Rabbanan, and we have a suffik derabanan, so we could be mekel. But when he has a tuma d'oraisa, And now he goes into a mikveh that's a suffik derabanan, since there's a tzad that he's still tameh, it's still tameh because he went into the sha'ov mikveh. You're right, it's only derabanan, but from the rabbi's perspective, he's still tameh daraisa, refers back to his tameh daraisa, and memela we have to be machmir. That's the lamda shiyusod of the or samech, and with this we could be miyashiv the gemara and chulin, that if a person was mitan, that we mentioned earlier, that when a person was tameh tumah daraisa, and then he goes into this mikvah, and we're not sure if he had a chatzitza or not, because the rabbis say if he had a miut hamakbid, if he had a small amount of a chatzitza, then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. So from the rabbi's perspective, through their lenses, he's still tamei d'oraisa. So because of the gzeiros chachamim, the original tamei d'oraisa remains. In such a suffik, even though it's a suffik d'rabbanan, nevertheless, we consider it like a suffik d'oraisa, and we're mamid him on his cheskas tuma. And this is not similar to other suffik d'rabbanans, that the rabbis, for example, person eats a chatzi pras mitvarim tmeim, or he drinks a revius mimashkim tmeim, he's barosha ruva maim sheuvim, that are of the yudchas dovar, Shabbos he's gimel amit beis. So in all these instances, the rabbis gave him a tumah chadasha. So if you're talking about a regular tumah derabanan, and then you have a suffik, there you could be mekel about his when he was tovel, but if he starts off with the tumah d'oraisa, then you have to be machmir. Because if the rabbis might have passed this tefillah, then what do you have to say? The rabbis passed the tefillah, then you have to say that from the rabbi's perspective, he's still tameh d'oraisa. So we ask the kasha, we ask the stira. Why, if it's a miut hamakbid, which is only the rabbanan, we say in the Gemara that unless he's sure that there was no chatzitza, he's tamei mapitam. It's only a derabbanan miut hamakbid. Why is it any different than the Mishnah Mikvahs, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, than any suffik tefillah? If he was tamei tumakala, suffik is tar. You know why? There's a big difference, because there he started off being tamei derabbanan. If he started off being tamei derabbanan, and then he has a suffik in his tumas, sveik otar, gevaldik. But if he started off being tamei d'oraisa, and he has a suffik in his tevila, so even though the suffik is only a suffik d'rabbanan, mid'oraisa was a good tevila, but no, we can't say, oh, it's suffik d'rabbanan, we make it. Since he started off as a d'oraisa, now, afterwards, that he has a suffik in the d'rabbanan, the rabbis might have passed this tevila. If the rabbis passed it, if it really isn't a good tevila, which is gufar suffik, then he is, from the rabbi's perspective, looking through the glasses of the rabbis, he is still tamei d'oraisa, and memela we have to be machmir. So that answers that kasha beautifully. And lefi zeh im kenim dvareinu, we can explain the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis, that they're both l'shitasim gevaldik, because Rashi holds that bittul is hashbosa b'leiv, like we said, and the whole chiyuv b'dika is because maybe he wasn't mevatel b'leiv shalim. And according to this, the rabbis didn't make a new chiv of bedika. No. But rather, because of that chashash, the chachamim say, the chashash that he wasn't about to blev shalim, that his bittel isn't effective. And it's as if he wasn't mevatel, and there is an iser of bal yira and bal yamatze. It's like somebody who is tovel at tefillah gemur l'tumasa min haTorah, and the rabbis passed it because of the din chatzitza, and then he goes back to the din d'oraisa. And that's why you need a bedika. In other words, it's all in the framework of the original din d'oraisa. What's the din d'oraisa? That you're not allowed to have chametz. So what does that encompass? It encompasses that you have to do bittel. And we're concerned that you're not going to do the bittel b'leiv shalem, so we're mechayev you to do bedika. In other words, the rabbi said that we're concerned you're not going to do the bittul b'leiv shalem. So, if you don't do bedika, then you're over on bal yira and bal yamatze. And that's what Rashi says. What do you mean? Just do bittul. The answer is no. The rabbi said the bittul isn't enough because we're concerned you're not going to do the bittul b'leiv shalim. And therefore, because of that chashash, they are mechayev to do bedika. And if you didn't do bedika, then it's like your bittul was nothing, and then you're back to being over on the doraisa from the rabbi's perspective because you didn't do a proper bittul. Gevaldik. Like the yisod of the Yor Samech. Now, in our instance, we have a case of, remember the Teisha Tzvurim? We have 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz, and there's a suffix, which one he took. Do you have to do bedik or not? Did he take the chametz? Did he take the matzah? It's 50-50. So what did Tosa say to Rashi? Tosa said to Rashi, come on, it's only a suffix derabanan. Let's be makel. The answer is that even though it's only a suffix derabanan, it's like a suffix min ha-Torah. Because remember we said that bedika is now placed in the greater framework of the din d'oraisa, because from the rabbi's perspective, you didn't do bedika, you didn't do a proper bittul, and you're over in bali or bali matzeh. You're in the world of d'oraisa. Avadi, you have to go and check. Avadi, you have to be machmir. And therefore Rashi writes, kol kavua kamechtzal mechzadami, even if you were mevatel. Even if you're a mevatel, it's not going to help. We said maybe Rashi is going to go with Tosfos to say, no, he's talking about where he wasn't mevatel. And therefore it's d'oraisa. No, even if he was mevatel, we're still going to be machmir. Why are we still going to be machmir? Because according to Rashi, the whole gezeira of bedika puts you in a d'oraisa world. The rabbis, it's a shidrug, it's like an upgrade. Since their takana was to ensure the d'oraisa, if you didn't weren't mekayim their takana, then you're going to be over now from their perspective. And Baal, they're like Mefatel Yer Bedika, you're going to be over in Baal Yerai Matzah. It's like the famous Ran, that if you didn't do the Din Doraisa, like the Chachamim said, you weren't even Mekayim the Doraisa, the Ran and Sukkah and Daf Gimel. And so that would be, that was my own Tosefis. I saw that actually in the, if I'm not mistaken, in the Minchas Aluzer in the Tshuvas. He has a very nice Tshuva about it in Chelek Gimel. You can look there. He also says another Pshat that Rashi says the reason you have to do it is because it's you have a cheskas chiyuv, and the moment you have a suffix whether the mouse brought it in, so then you no longer have a you're back to your cheskas chiyuv. So it doesn't help that it's only a suffix derabbanan. You have your cheskas chiyuv that you're chayav to be bodek the house. So when you have a cheskas chiyuv, it doesn't help if it's a suffix derabbanan to be mekel. You still have to be mekayim your chiyuv. So you can look there in the Tshuvas of the Minchas Aluzer. Anyway, so according to Rashi, the reason you're going to be chayev in bedika is even though it's a derabbanan, but since from a derabbanan perspective, you didn't bedika, you didn't do a proper bittul memela, you're back in the world, and from the rabbi's perspective of the darais, however, Tosfos and his group holds that bittul is hefker, and we don't care if you are mafkir b'leiv shalem or not, dvarim shebaleinu dvarim. Therefore, it's bar that min ha-Torah, you don't need to do bedika because of bali roi bali matzei, because your chiyuv was already miskayim. And the Chachamim placed a new chiyuv on you. In order, what's the chiyuv of bedika? It's a new chiyuv in order that you shouldn't come to eat it. It's not nogea to the iser of Baal Yerai and Baal Yematzeh. And the Mela, if you have a suffix, it will be a pure suffix derabbanan. So therefore, Tosa says a different shot why you have to check. The Tosa says it's not talking about checking b'chlal. It's talking about eating it, not about checking it. And you have to be machmer not to eat it, but to check, you don't have to check. It's a pure suffix derabbanan. Because this takana's chachamim was only chachamim. It was only their takana. It was a new chiyuv. It isn't a harchav of the daraisa. So, kederach ha'alamdanim ha'gedoilim. If you look in the Sheris Yosef, you'll see that he takes this Yisod, and he's miyashev more inyanim with it, and maybe in a future shir we'll see what he says. Maybe we won't, I'm not sure. But I do give us a bracha that we should be zocha l'ilmodu l'lamed l'shma v'lasu l'kaim is called the v'yisamu t'rosu v'yahava amen v'yamein. It's very, very gishmak, it's very big schus to learn these Torahs with you, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should just give us health and well-being, simcha and koach, that we should be able to continue. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.